We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I would also say one other thing. He was insulting, particularly to the speaker. She kept her cool completely, but he called her a third-rate politician.
Now, Mark Cox, Soapbox.
Wow, did you hear Chuckie Schumer outside of the White House yesterday? Let me read a headline to you this morning. Trump's heated meeting at the White House. Must have been ripped right out of this morning's headlines, right? Well, you'd be wrong. That's the CNN headline from December 11th, 2018. Remember that one? The president welcomed Chuck and Nancy to the Oval Office to talk about border funding and whether or not the government was going to shut down. And he also invited the media to stay while he did that. Now, if you remember that meeting, Nancy Pelosi looked like a cat on a hot tin roof. The last thing Nancy Pelosi ever wants is to argue with Donald Trump in front of the cameras. Remember this.
But after the cameras were summoned at the last minute, Pelosi and Schumer pleaded with Trump to have this fight behind closed doors.
I don't think we should have a debate in front of the press on this.
Let's debate in private. Okay? Yeah.
Remember that? Now, what you saw yesterday in Washington is exactly why Nancy Pelosi never wants to talk about these issues in front of the media, because she can't walk out later and put her own spin on it. Larry, Curly, and Moe, in this case, Chuck and Nancy and Steny, marched out of the Oval Office yesterday to the waiting TV cameras and claimed the president threw a temper tantrum. Gee, that sounds familiar. Hey, wait a minute. Let me take you back to the tape from December of 2018.
Schumer later telling reporters this while still standing in front of the West Wing.
This Trump shutdown, this temper tantrum that he seems to throw, will not get him his wall.
So you hear the similar wording? Anytime they don't get what they want, it's the president that threw a temper tantrum. But the White House tells a far different story about what happened yesterday. The Democrats get away with this stuff because they have willing participants in the mainstream media. Nancy's tried and true effort of stirring up a hornet's nest and then claiming somehow she was insulted only works if she's not arguing with Donald Trump. Let me put it this way. There's a lot of talk about transparency. It's mostly talk. These decisions on public policy don't happen in front of a television camera or in front of the public. That's exactly where Nancy and Chuck want to keep it, because they can walk out afterwards and say whatever they want about whatever happened in that meeting. Three different times in that December 2018 meeting, Chuck and Nancy asked the president, "Let's not do this in front of them." Them is the TV cameras and the reporters who were recording what was going on in that room. Guess who they were doing it for? They were doing it for us, so we could see this interaction between the president and the leaders of the Democratic Party. Donald Trump is not like most politicians. I know that's not a shocking statement these days. Donald Trump is like a honey badger. Remember the honey badger? The honey badger don't care. He says what we're thinking. And what he said yesterday that rings true to me is that Nancy Pelosi is a third-rate politician. That's what she got so offended about. She and Schumer and Schiff treat this president of the United States with such utter disregard and disrespect on a daily basis. How dare she claim to be insulted? She also plays on the short memory of the American public. You know, in past elections, political opponents have called each other horrible things, like murderers and adulterers and pimps. And that was just about the Clintons. I'm kidding. Read up on the race between John Quincy Adams and Andrew Jackson in 1828. That's where that happened. Today's media has nothing on our ancestors when it comes to pursuing a political agenda. And Democrats today are coming into a battle of wits unarmed. Listen to Kevin McCarthy, Cut 24.
The president starts out and he provides the letter that he sent to the president of Turkey, Erdogan. Very strong letter not to go into this area. As he passes it around, he starts with me, we hand it to every leader. You know what the Speaker Pelosi did? She doesn't read it. She turns it over flat to show in the president's face she's not going to read his letter. Then she starts to smile. The president calls her out, Nancy, why are you laughing? This is a serious item. The general of the Joint Chief tells how he recommended to the president that he remove some of our men because they were in danger. He didn't want them to be harmed. We've got the vice president over in Turkey trying to get a ceasefire, and everything they care about is impeachment.
Does that sound like a temper tantrum happened in the White House yesterday by anyone other than Nancy Pelosi? No. President tweeted out a picture of her wagging her finger at him. I bet that was fun.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.